Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, Collect, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
And good afternoon, good day. How's everybody? This is Pearly filling in for Chivago Lang on See Live, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Good to be back here again today. Hope everybody all right. I see it warming up a little bit. Don't feel as cold, but it was cold. It wasn't as cold last night. And I remember when my friends teased me and say, not the Minnesota guy who's scared of the cold now. Because when the first years ago and the first came home from school and years after that, the cold didn't bother me like that. But a little breeze blow now, I all bundle up. I don't know if that's the age or the blood ain't as thick as it used to be. But it's good to be here with you. Thank God for life. And like I say, thank God for pain. You know, I know if I feel in pain, I'm still here. And I don't think he quite finished with me yet. I think he got a couple more things for me to do. But it's good to have you here. Hey, remember, Scotia Bank invites you to help them bring big energy for Junior John Canoe. Follow their Instagram page, Scotia Bank Bahamas, as they visit participating schools to get our youngsters hyped and ready for the big parade on Thursday, January 25th. Once you log on to the page, hit the follow button and like pics for the school tour. Come out to watch the Junior John Canoe Parade from 6 p.m. this Thursday and use the Scotiabank Bahamas IG page to vote for your favorite school as they show up and show out. Feel the energy. Celebrate the vibe of Junior John Canoe, Scotiabank, official bank of Junior John Canoe. Let's check the kids out. There's some talented kids out there. So Thursday, Junior John Canoe. Let's get out there. Let's support our young people. Let's support our kids and support our culture. So what's happening in the papers this morning? Oh, boy. Oh, it's heating up. Enough is enough. PennDOT, more urgency needed in the crime fight. Shantytown's task force to travel to Abaco on Wednesday. Mitchell tells PennDOT to stop protecting the GBPA. And we can skip, chew, and walk at the same time. That's the Director of Communications at the Office of the Prime Minister, Latre Rami, yesterday. I tried to invite him on the show. Tell me, he can call me right back. I ain't here back yet, so full disclosure. I hope he would give me an opportunity to have a conversation. But not a problem. So, you know, yesterday, everybody talking crime. Everybody's concerned about this, and rightfully so. I'd be very much concerned about where our country's going. But yesterday we started a conversation on capital punishment. And some people particularly say, and well, the capital punishment on our books is hanging. And, you know, we had some, most people, I don't think anybody, just everybody who called or text is very much for capital punishment for different reasons, you know, for different reasons. One of the more compelling reasons, some put is that's in the Bible. And I don't claim to be an expert of the Bible. I don't claim. That don't mean I'm not a Christian, and that don't mean I don't try to live right. I'm not very versed in that. Yeah, you can say, oh, you know anything but sports, but I know my God. Let's get that right. I do know my God. First text, great show as usual, Pearly. It's 2:13 and no one get killed yet. God is good. Thank God for that. Great show as usual, the city going to hell and the PM feeding the gorillas. I saw that. How do you feel about that, peoples? But, so the talk came up about capital punishment and hanging. And the question I'm putting out there, well, several I'm putting out there, but one question would be is, do we keep capital punishment on the books? If so, how do we expedite the process? When I say the process now, I don't mean how we quickly hang. No, I don't mean that. Don't go say, please, they hang them quick. No. How do we expedite the process of the appeals, the reviews, and all that goes in it before the actual punishment is handed out? I know that the Privy Council said that what is cruel and inhumane punished, what is cruel, the worst of the worst, sorry, let me get it right, the worst of the worst murders. And then there's the time period. So if somebody is convicted of murder and sentenced to death, then they go sit in the cell and they don't do anything. And then years go by, and then the authorities decide it's time to execute, and then the person starts the appeal process, and what can happen and get commuted. Personally, if it's on the books, and the conviction is Monday, the next Monday read the death warrant so that the process can begin. So that we can properly go through the process, review, and everything that is to review before anything has happened. To ensure that the right person, the text says, ratio as usual, hang him high and hang him low. You got caught on camera with the gun, you have to go see your ancestors. Capital punishment is not a deterrent. We need the space in his Majesty's prison. I think it's the Bahamas Correctional Facility, we call it now. Why are you going Abaco and there are so many shanty communities still here in New Providence? That's a question to ask. Is capital, and so we said, do we want to keep capital punishment on the books? And I give you my views on terms of how it should be carried out. Is hanging the appropriate way to carry out capital punishment? Do we support hanging? Now, there's a difference when I say, do we support capital punishment or do we support hanging? Hanging is a form of capital punishment. There's the electric chair, there's lethal, different things. So I'm asking, do we want to keep capital punishment on the books? And how soon should we carry it out? What do you say on that? And or do we want to keep hanging as a form of capital punishment? I have a guest coming in and I thought about this and thought about who I should have come on with me to talk about this, and they're on their way. And I said, you know, no disrespect now, don't get me wrong. I could easily call one of the pastors, one of the reverends, or a politician, or some well-known civic person out there, you know, to give the views that maybe some of us want to hear, maybe some of us don't want to hear. But I wanted to talk to somebody who on the ground is not a pastor. He's not a up front out there civic leader, you know, like that. He does work in the public health system, not a doctor. He does work with this, a lot of people. He deals with a lot of I won't say carnage, but the stuff happening on the street. So I wanted to get a different type point of view and get some kind of discussion to see which direction we going in or where we should go. I don't want to hear the usual, like I said, no disrespect to the pastors. I don't want to hear that usual talk. I want to hear something different today. And I think you want to hear something different too, I hope. So I hope I've taken this in the right way and we get something out of this when we finish this conversation. We gotta call you on the air. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you doing today?
Thank God for life. Thank God for this pain.
Listen, first of all, let me start off like this. I love my country.
We do. I do too. So we know that.
Okay. Now, the word has come down from the United States that we have a person in Abaco that's in charge of a gang. I was talking to somebody on the radio about it before, and my idea of dealing with it was to sit outside his house, have the police sit outside the house, follow him up and down. I'd be a nuisance to him until he decided to park up and leave. Because you don't want this person to stay in a place like Abaco, where rich people come to retire.
Uh-huh.
And then they get the feeling that they're not safe.
So this person is a Bahamian?
No. They said he's Haitian descent.
The voice thing is Jack, the boy's in here legally?
I'm just saying what we're getting out of the United States.
And
what they said on the radio.
But if
you have such a, if you know this person is here, and the way crime is today, and we're trying to eliminate, we need to be proactive in some things. Now, listen, remember the Casuarina trees that was on out there out west?
Uh-huh.
It was always in the way, and they said it's an invasive thing. They cut them down?
Yeah.
So why are we going to wait for this gentleman to bring his whatever habits on warfare and everything to an island like Abaco?
I hear what you're saying, but let me say this. And I have faith. I have the utmost faith in the Royal Bahamas Police Force under the Commissioner Clayton Fernandez. I have the most faith in them. I don't think that if this is true, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm saying I don't think if this is true that they would have not done their due diligence already, their investigations, the intel, and understand and know what's going on. If you and I know, and the public saying, we got this certain person in the Bahamas, trust me, the police know about that, and the police on that.
Right.
So, and I would think if that is true and that person is that type person, that would have been dealt with. So, I can't put much credence behind the story because I have plenty of faith in my police force.
Yeah, me too, clearly. But see, the police arms are tied sometimes.
Not, I can't see them being tied to something like that.
If he might be walking around in a coat suit, just sitting down in a restaurant, eating lunch and dinner every time you see him. But he's running an organization.
But we don't know that. We hear that.
Secrecy.
Yeah, but we hearing that. We don't know if that's true.
My friend, I believe in the American people, our news.
No, I ain't saying that, but I don't believe. I've not seen it on one of the mainstream news. I didn't see it on CNN, MSNBC.
It was mentioned on our news.
Go ahead.
My thing is this, Curly. I'm just hoping that we are proactive on this matter because I see.
I would think we are.
Pardon?
I really believe the police is. It would be proactive on this.
I don't want an advisory to go out.
No, that ain't happening.
It's happened before. Curly.
Yeah, but I don't see that happen with this, considering the scrutiny that we're under now, and in terms, when I say we, the country, in terms of all the crime going on, I don't see that. I honestly believe if that is so, the police would be dealing with that in an appropriate manner.
Clearly, since I mentioned it, there's already been 3 shootings on Abaco.
Yeah, but that don't mean I got nothing to do with that person.
But let's be proactive on this one, man.
I'm sure they are.
We're always waiting for something else to happen.
I don't think that, and I have to defend them, and I'm vigorously defending them because I know Clayton Fernando, and I know the type of person he is.
I'm
not going to happen.
The police are not doing anything. It's just that the laws got their hands tied.
Yeah, but trust me, if the brother can do something out the way, they're waiting, and they can snap him.
Yeah, but then how much people...
Yeah, but you can't put any of them shootings in Abaco on him because you don't know that. You can't say that.
No, I can't let you say that. But then that follows him. If he's not employed.
That don't mean that following him because that is happening before they say he was there.
Okay, then. All right.
Yeah, but you see my point, right? I can't, you know.
Yeah, I know we can't say he.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. I ain't going to let you do that.
Is doing their research on him.
Yeah, but so if America's doing their research, they would have formed our Ministry of Foreign Affairs and their counterpart at Interpol, and they would have been dealing with it. That's why I tell you, America can't just put that in the news and our people don't know nothing about it. That can't happen like that.
I'm saying we don't know anything.
It can't. I understand what you're saying, but
they don't want to break laws in dealing with him.
No, and finally, they know what to do. That's why I say they smart people, ain't dumb. If me and you got enough sense to say what you're saying, right? You don't think they thinking like that too?
Yeah, but their hands are tied.
You don't know that. You don't have the facts, brother. You don't have all the facts, so you can't say that.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Sometimes I just disagree with you.
Well, that's fine. And listen, this will be here for to agree to disagree. That, I don't have a problem with that.
This is the only time I ever disagree.
And I you know. That's fine. Nothing can be the only time. You're going to disagree with me again soon, and I have no problem with that. Be cool with that.
But I would just like us to be more, I'd like to know at the end of the day,
if
we was proactive.
Fair enough.
In dealing with that.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
Okay.
We take this call and then we can welcome our guest. Carly on the air, how you doing?
Hey, Pearly, how you doing, man?
Thank God for life. What's up?
I only got one or two basic questions to ask, and then I'll hang up. And I want the listening audience, listening to this program right now, to call in and actually give their views. Firstly,
thanks for the plug.
As far as the Bahamian people are concerned, do you know if it is possible for the Bahamian people to call all parliamentarians together in one place, in an open forum, to answer questions from their bosses, the Bahamian people? That's one.
You can call for it. I don't know if it can happen, but you can call for
it. Well, guess what? When they do not respond to it, then it simply tells you, the Bahamian people, who are really the bosses and who are the employees.
Fair enough.
Okay. Because they should be able, saying that we cannot go into the people's house, the parliament, to face them face on and put questions to them while they all are assembled in one location, then it should be the capability of the Bahamian people to call all of them to assemble in a place of the people's choice.
I hear your point, but I think a more practical thing would be is the association meetings or the branch meetings that you come that each of them have every month, and that you who live in that constituency could come and ask them the questions. Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Really, that is how it's supposed to work. But now we are upping the ante. We are not going to do this thing as business as usual. All 38 persons. 39 persons assembled in one location to have a very salient conversation about the direction this country is going in, and then allow them, then the people, regardless of political affiliation, to put questions to them and hopefully come up with a saleable solution on how we together is going to fix this country. We're sick and tired of being led by a group of people who's supposed to be the people's servants. They are leading us instead of they leading us. Instead of we leading them.
I got you.
This must happen. My last point here before we close.
Yes.
Crime. Everyone talking about crime from the bottom up. It's about time we start talking about crime from the top down.
Ooh, oh, boy.
We're sick and tired of the small man being pointed out for crimes in this country when bigger crimes are being committed or alleged to be committed.
Alleged.
From the top and middle, come down. It's about time we bring some of them to justice and not just the small man. But I'll leave my points there. I want the public now. I've now put the 2 points to the public domain.
Yes.
Call in and give us your views on the views that I have set forth in the course of conversation. Thanks for taking my call.
The brother just take my show over? But that's fine. I like the questions. Just take this one call and then I'm going to introduce my guest. Oh, he call you on the air. How you doing? Call you on the air. How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, you know, I share a lot of the sentiments that Jeff said. Because, you know, we looking at the chronology. So, if I supposedly hats off to the police officers, I passed Campbell just now, and they have, like barricades and a car and intersections. Those are the type of things that really could impede the crime. But because I ain't traveling with no drugs, and I ain't traveling with no gun. You understand me? Whoever moving around, and they see the police and they get probably they've been there.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying is, that's the way to go because, the young guys, some have lost their minds, okay? Somebody sent me something, I hope they listened to the show, of a shooting that occurred either in the front of the Quaker City Police Station or near close to the door of the Quaker Police Station. Yeah, Sparky might have sent it to my phone.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can verify, but so that's...
I saw the picture of the police car parked across the road after the scene in front of Quaker Street Police Station.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is even if it's through the corner or whatever, to show you the type of mindlessness that's going on. You understand what I'm saying, Curly? But we must be realistic here. Yeah, I know you're listening to some of the United States channels and things, so we realize how imbecile our media is, and that's just the way it is. So what happens is, if the police force is serving the public, They have to expect criticism. You know they're doing a good job with the traffic stops because those traffic stops lead to all kinds of other things, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you would be naive. See, what I'm saying is, misconduct and certain internal secrecies that the police keep. You know, Fernandez, my old man boy, I respect Fernandez. I know him from that, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, but I ain't gonna spare for nobody because, the things that I have experienced with the police poorly have nothing to do with you.
No.
That's what I'm saying. So I have my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, so everybody's not in the same book. That's what I'm saying. I experience things that I don't. You don't have a platform to show these things. Then you go to complaint unit. These things just go into oblivion. You, you know, I have officers who come and compliment me in different things, but they all, from you and me in a uniform, a gentleman called, I think, one of the shows earlier and talked about the police working for the public and they should change their demeanor and how they approach the public. That's all well and good, but you have to understand, we as Negroes hate one another. You have to understand, man, this country is finished. Why is it that you can't accept criticism? Why is it that you can't call for cameras? They say in cameras, but certain documentation. You're coming into people's homes, you should have, it's certain things they're getting away with. They're, you know, they're yielding too much unnecessary. They're getting away with too much stuff, man. But then, in the meantime, if you're enforcing the law, you shouldn't be allowed to break the law. Because that's an equilibrium. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, we expect a higher standard from them, okay? And why is it that you can't get information on certain people? Some people shouldn't be on the force. And then they just transfer them and transfer them. But they still have these people coming in there arguing with the public.
Yeah, but this commissioner deals with you. If you ain't right, this commissioner's in your home.
Well, I know Fergie was dealing
and
with
you. And Fergie the same was like that.
But
yeah.
See, what I'm saying is we must realize that the force is too politicized. And that's where the problem lies.
The country too politicized.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, brother. One last caller. Call you on there. Not last, but we'll take this caller. Call you on there. How you doing? Sorry about that. All right. Mr. Producer, let's take a quick break. When you come back, I'm going to introduce my guest, and then we'll take this other call after that show. But let's take a quick break. This is Pearly filling in for Chicago Lang on Z Live, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'll be back.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
And we're back. That was a quick break. How y'all doing? Okay, let's read a couple of these texts quick, and then I'm going to introduce you to my guest. Here we go. Great show, sir. What is the worst of the worst nonsense, sir? And that's been my question from the first day I heard that. I think if people don't want to hang, we could consider long prison sentence for a life sentence plus 99. But you really hold on this? Every time you tell me this, I understand you. Seeing pictures of the PM smiling up at a zoo all the way in Uganda while this high rate of murder is going is not a good look. Good afternoon, Pearly. I think that if a crime is deserving of death, then it's cheaper to hang on the gallows than to use the electric chair, lethal injection, or feed and house them for the rest of their natural lives. Jesus said he came to fulfill the law, not to change it, and to give Caesar what is due to Caesar. Well, Caesar says to hang. The criminal on the cross had time to be forgiven and got into heaven. The convict had that opportunity much more so than his victim who may have died in sin and went to hell. Pay your price and rest in peace. And Jeff wants a St. Valentine's Day massacre. I don't know. Well, I want to welcome my guest here. And you remember I said now, is hanging the form of capital punishment that we want? First of all, do we want to keep capital punishment on the books? And is it hanging that we want? And we as a country, we only know about hanging. And I don't think we've hung anybody in 20 years. Or more. Or what form of capital punishment? And so when I said I didn't want to bring the pastors in, and I could have easily, you know, got the president of the Christian Council or the vice president or one of them and talk from that perspective. Or I could have asked a politician to come and talk from that perspective. Oh, I could get those, you know, the civic leaders we know, we hear on the radio all the time, and get. But I wanted somebody we don't hear much, or who we haven't heard. I don't get his perspective and what he's hearing, and he's been, as part of what he does, he's
been on a lot of scenes of these murders and felt the pain and the anguish and what went down. So without further ado, I want to welcome to my show, Brother Mandel Miller. How are you, sir?
I am awesome. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Pearly.
Well, you got all your clothes on today, fire break out now, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
No, we had a service today for families of all murdered victims.
Okay.
Miss Kendi Gibson and the work that she does. The Prime Minister would have given a proclamation of today being Families of All Murdered Victims Day.
Okay.
And so those families were able to get together at New Covenant Baptist Church and be prayed for and, you know, just, you know, come together as hurting people and get an opportunity for further healing, I'd say. And so that's what required such dress.
You get all your clothes on. Yeah. I know your wife dress you. I know you dress yourself.
Well, you know, once you don't get married, you always say your wife dress you with everything. So and I just going with the flow.
All right. So let me ask you this. Let me say this first. I've been fighting in my mind, do I support capital punishment or not? One day I saying yes. One day I saying no. One day I saying yes. And I'm still fighting in my mind as to whether I support it or not. Bahamas is on the books and laws is on the books, and fine, I have to support that because that's the laws of the Bahamas. And I'm a Bahamian and I love my country. I don't know, and people have said that there's numbers to prove that it's not a deterrent to crime. And somebody said, no, it's not a deterrent, it's a punishment. So I guess my question, and Carl, I can come to you. I guess my question is, to you, sir, is capital punishment the way... is something that we should be doing in terms of punishing for murder, or should it be life in prison? And then again, you and I had this little argument, and you were talking about is hanging the is not a is the right way to do it. And there are other ways that we can do it. And I say, what if they take my girlfriend and rape her and pillage her and beat her brains, and that person should spend a life in prison while I paying for my girl and she dead, her family paying for her? Talk to me.
Well, you said we were having a discussion or an argument. And, you know, for me, what it really was, Pearly, was me trying to explain to you that based on my understanding of human rights laws, international human rights conventions that the Bahamas government has signed on to, I again, like you said, I'm a layman at this. I'm the street level guy. Uh-huh. This is just my own understanding of it as a layman. I'm not a legal professional.
Okay.
And so this is just my own novice understanding.
And so we know it's clear on this. You know, I'm from Chippenham. I said, Chippenham, I get married at the Moosey Breeze, now back in Chippenham. Where you from? So that's to put it out there, that you born in Bandan.
Well, I born in Inago. I born here in Nassau. Uh-huh. My grandma is from True Lloyd Street. Okay. Lead Street or Lloyd Street. That's the corner opposite Quaco Street Police Station.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the community of Great Inago in Machu Town.
Okay.
And so, again, I know nobody like that.
So you went to Inago all age?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Did you do any school in Nassau?
Yes. I graduated at CC Sweeting.
Okay.
And I've had the opportunity to go to CC Sweeting Junior briefly for a short stint. And so I kind of well-rounded, okay. You know. But for me, again, like I was saying, based on my understanding of what we sign on to as countries around the world, that Amnesty International, from as far back as, I think, 1965, somewhere around, between 65, 69, somewhere around there, would have outruled hanging as being something considered to be barbaric or inhumane or just a difficult thing to digest for the society. And so it was abolished, really, in 1969. And so when the Bahamas Constitution came into existence in 1973 and thereby put hanging on our books, the Privy Council in 2006 ruled that the Bahamas Constitution was in contravention of the international human rights laws and conventions that we are signed on. Mm-hmm. And hence, we have had no such kinds of death penalty being executed in the Bahamas. And I think that's the challenge that's at hand, and that's the basis of the argument that you and I were having the other day. It was not that I do not support capital punishment. I fully endorse 10,000% capital punishment. The Bible speaks to it. We're a Christian country. You bend the tree while it's young. It's no different than the principle of parenting in your home. If your child does something and there are no corrective measures in place, then that child will be more compelled to repeat that behavior. Likewise, we have people in our society committing acts of murder. There seems to be no severe life-threatening consequences, and so therefore, fellas end up back on the streets exhibiting the same behavior over and over. And so we have to do something as a country when it comes to executing that what we keep saying is on our book. And what is on our books is, in fact, capital punishment. But I don't think we're understanding that the form of capital punishment is probably what's the obstacle or the hurdle in the way. On our books is hanging versus lethal injection, electric chair, or any other form of executing the death penalty.
So let me ask this. Let's take lethal injection out of the picture. Putting me in an electric chair, that's as bad as hanging, eh? It may be a quicker death, but isn't it basically the same thing? In terms of the barbaricness?
I'm not an expert at this. It's just my own.
I don't want no expert opinion.
I think what we have to do as a people or as a country or as governments or so forth is we have to determine if the Privy Council is going to be the high court that we turn to. That's like me saying Earl is the high court. If Earl say that, or Pearly say that you're not allowed to do this particular thing, then I need to find out from Pearly, what am I allowed to do? So in other words, we need to find out from the high courts in our country what means of executing the death penalty is applicable or something that they're open to, whether that be electric chair, lethal injection. The reality of it is, according to this document I have here before me, based on the international laws, hanging has been abolished and considered barbaric. Another thing that struck me about the same document, on the end of it, it says that the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, per se, has also agreed with the same law and in relation to the Privy Council. Where do most of our tourists come from? North America. So now we decide in our own right, I guess, sovereign right as a country, that we're going to institute mandatory hanging for murder. What happens now when America says to their citizens who travel here as our tourists, hey, if you go to the Bahamas and commit a murder, you can get the death penalty.
But doesn't the Americans have the death penalty? Texas
and other places? But their death penalty, again, is not hanging.
But it's electric chair
whatever,
in some states. But let's take this. All right.
So then maybe since we like this, since we like the copycat things, then maybe we need to copy what's working over there for them as it relates to the death penalty.
But they're having the same fights, aren't they? Are they?
In terms of
whether electric chair should be used, lethal injection should be, whether they should have capital punishment at all. This argument is not just synonymous with the Bahamas. Mr. Producer, we have a caller.
I don't know where we are with it. I don't know where the U.S. is in terms of it. But to my understanding or to my knowledge, I think they've been executing the death penalty in the United States.
Well, they have people sitting on the death penalty for the longest. Mr. Producer, is this a call on the line? No. Call you on the air. I'll come back to you on Monday. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Sperling.
Hey.
I agree with you that don't have the pastor, the politician on, because they don't have the answer, They can have their input, but no pastor have the answer for what is taking place in this Bahamas.
And I want to say it again, it's no disrespect to the pastor. Wanted a different opinion. That's all I wanted, right. A different perspective.
Exactly. But trust me, hanging is on the book, whether we believe in it or ain't believe in it. But, Mr. Pearly, you'll never see another hanging in this Bahamas again. Now, they may do something else, either get him 100 years in prison or carry up the bail fee, the $100,000 and things like that. But it ain't gonna be no more hanging, not in this Bahamas, Mr. Pearly, because even God instituted in Romans 13 and the fourth way, tell you to carry out the sword. He give the government that right to do it. But because pastors them know that, they read the book. But see, everybody's scared to say, call it what it is. But I believe that this country is on the right track. I believe the police them is doing an excellent job. And I will go behind. I don't care what happened. These police them, they pulling on these fellas like crazy. But when the police them do the job, you know what happened? The citizen must start crying, oh, my good son, look at what they do to my son and the next thing. That's the reason why sometimes we see these things happening. Thank you, Mr. Pearly.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
I want to read something to you here, Pearly.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me take these taxes because people tell me I ain't reading the text. So let me just read this. And do what the Chinese do. One single bullet to the head, then charge the family for the cost of the execution. Who say China's do that?
Is that law?
I don't know if China does that. A great show as usual. We can't have the electric chair, Pearly, simply because BPL will have a load shed.
That's a good one. I like that one. You did, Pearly, but I was cracking joke about this. Not trying to make light of the moment the other day. I said to someone, imagine we decide that we're going to go the route of lethal injection. We got to first find out what the policy is on it, who the executioner are, what are the contents of the injection, and then who's keep the needle. Because we ain't want we go to execute somebody and they say somebody bought a needle to immunize their dog or something like that.
No. Oh, my goodness.
No, but I want to read something to you. And this is from Amnesty International. It says, in its judgment, the Privy Council stated that the mandatory death penalty should have been regarded as inhumane and degrading punishment as early as 1973 when the Bahamas Constitution was redrafted following the country's independence.
Interesting.
Exactly. And so I think there are learned attorneys out there who understands this and so forth, but it ain't their job to advocate to the government to say, hey, look, yeah, we need to come up with, we need to improve, evolve with the times, our laws as it relates to the death penalty or capital punishment. I think everybody just keeps alluding to this fact that, yes, we have hanging on the books, but we have to take into consideration that we have a relationship with a higher court called the Privy Council who has abolished barbaric acts of executing the death penalty from as far back as 1969.
Wow. Let's take this caller. Caller, you on there?
Good afternoon, Pearly. It's good to hear you. I'm enjoying the back and forth.
Thank you.
One thing I think is possibly the best way to interrupt the idea of who cares whether I get hanging or not.
Uh-huh.
Is to go the route of possible firing squad. That way,
oh my goodness,
that would throw the fear of all get out into them because we get the same thing.
Okay,
give your ideas on that, please.
All right, we'll talk about it a little bit.
Pretty. I want to say this.
Uh-huh.
In our country, I don't think we understand the science behind violence and crime per se, and I say that because in a lot of instances, I understand that we are grieved, but out of our place of hurt, we cannot think that exhibiting more hurt on the society is the solution to the problem. And the reason I said is when you any healthcare professional that's out there that understands the cognitive aspect of violence, the mental aspect of it, will understand that violence is contagious. When you sneeze, they tell you to fold your arm and sneeze into your arm, right?
Yeah.
So as to protect the other people around you. And that's because of a disease or any pathogens that you may be carrying or so. Violence it ought to be treated in a similar way. You ought to isolate persons from visually experiencing acts of violence. That is a public health international law that we cannot get around. And until we have these understandings as a people and start to make decisions in line with the laws, then we can be sitting here beating a dead horse that ain't coming back to life, which is hanging. If we were to decide today to say, okay, we want to execute the capital punishment, and this is what the new form of capital punishment would look like, I don't think we'll have a problem getting past the Privy Council with it. I honestly don't. I don't see how we get the worst of the worst discussion versus what I just read to you. Yeah. When was it? Why hasn't it been made abundantly clear that the Privy Council itself has abolished hanging from God knows how long? The mandatory death penalty. They've abolished that from God knows how long.
Let's take another break. This is getting deep. This is getting heavy. Let's take a break. This is Pearly filling in for Zhivago Lange on Z Live, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, caller. We'll be right back. Take a stand.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Spice up your taste buds this season with the new Jalapeno Rodeo Burger at Burger King Nassau. Each bite of the Jalapeno Rodeo features a classic flame-grilled beef patty, pepper jack cheese, crunchy fried onions, and a spicy jalapeno kick, topped with barbecue and chipotle sauce served on a soft potato bun. The Jalapeno Rodeo Burger is even tastier in a combo with our new half-seas, half onion rings, and half french fries with a drink. Or cool it down with the new and delicious creamy floats collection at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund, designed for long-term financial security. This diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over two decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
And we're back. Boy, if you all hear me singing this now, you might have turned off your radios. Okay. Manuel, I know you got to go. I'm so happy that you came and gave me a few minutes. You want to say a couple of words just before you leave?
The only thing I want to say is I want to encourage us to have more of these kinds of conversations, these dialogues nationally. I really, really thank you, Pearly Zhivago, for spurring this conversation throughout our country about capital punishment. We do need to make some sound decisions. And I just want to encourage people to make informed decisions before we jump off of the emotions of it. Find out what the laws are pertaining to capital punishment and let's make some decisions within those laws. And so I support capital punishment 10,000%, honestly.
Okay.
I just want to see legislation that I believe can get past our higher courts as it relates to executing the death penalty. And I believe that, in fact, hanging has been outlawed, overruled, abolished, whatever word you want to use, from as far back as the early 70s.
Okay.
And so whatever that new thing is that we need as a country, we need to get to it and get to it now, because we need to send a clear and decisive and strong message to murderers out there that when you take a life, you're going to lose yours too. And I think that's what's helping to make the decision to kill somebody's life, knowing you can sit up for in 2 years or whatever amount of time, get bail and be back out on the road. And the retaliation is coming because, you know, someone killed your loved one and you watching them sitting on the wall asking somebody else for a dollar or something.
Like, I got you.
So, you know, I just want us to make some informed decisions as a people. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming, bro. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
as Mandel walks, so we can take our next caller. Call you on the air.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, what's up,
brother? How you doing, my brother?
The way I see it, I think we ain't got no leader, man.
Are you listening?
All these things going on, people getting killed, and all this violence going on. I think if it was menace, 2 minutes, someone already happened a long time.
Think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because David's traveling and loving himself, man, you know? Okay. He ain't making no sense.
Okay.
Believe me.
All right.
We need a man like Menace to make something happen, man. I tell you.
Okay.
He might have his other kind of ways and other ways, but when it comes to this crime, he would have made something happen a long time.
I understand.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. All right. Caller, you got another caller there? Caller, you on the air.
Yeah, boy, I mean, you let Mandel slip out of our hands just like that.
Mandel actually had a cup something else for 3 o'clock, so he said, I only could give you about a half hour or so. So I said, just give me what you got, and let's start the ball rolling, and we'll take it like that. But he coming back.
Because I really, really appreciate some mornings I used to have discussing and talking with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, I have a concern.
Okay.
Now, the Privy Council ruled, I think it was in May of last year,
uh-huh,
that a child born out of wedlock to a Bahamian man is a citizen at birth, right?
Okay.
Now, here we are using the Privy Council when we feel it necessary because the government hasn't acted on that ruling. So I don't know what weight the Privy Council has.
Because I see your point.
Yeah, because we pay them to say nothing because we do nothing about what they say. And I'm wondering if this is just a way we are paying back the colonial masters for keeping us in slavery for so long by hiring them to now send persons from their colonial establishment to tell us how to read our own books. In fact, they destroyed the original books that we had and replaced it with this English version of garbage. So when it's necessary, like, you know, when we've fallen down the stairs, they say, Lord, I can serve you because I almost died.
Uh-huh.
We pull the Lord out of our pocket then.
Okay.
And then when we don't need him, we shove him back in our pocket. And the country is being managed by persons who are doing a similar thing. Only when it's necessary, just to appease the people, we'll go to the Privy Council, waste the country's money, and no act on their ruling. So we don't need the Privy Council when it appears as though that they could decide not to act when the Privy Council rules.
So if we want to act on one, let's act on all. Or don't
let's act.
All right, let's act.
Let's act. Seriously, why do you have to have all these little intermediate steps in between to buy time, like a certain former president is just trying to delay prosecution? Every one of these parliamentarians is just in the business of delay.
I got you.
Pearly, you see it that way?
I see your point.
Well, it's your responsibility now. Since you getting rid of the junk, you know I can always end with this.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Caller. Yeah, another caller. They quick caller before you go to the news. Caller, you on the air. Give you 60 seconds. Okay. Caller, you got 60 seconds. I guess not. Okay. But time to take go to the news. When we come back, this next caller, don't go nowhere. You hold on. When you come back, you can be the first man up or first lady up. Let me after the news. Thanks for the first hour. Thanks, Mandel, for coming in. So far, thanks for the callers. Let's keep it up. Let's get this discussion going, and let's talk about what we can do in terms of punishing. This is Pearly filling in for Zhivago Lying on Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'll be right back after the news.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my
hand. And we're back. Had a great first hour. I got a caller, hold on. I'm coming to you right now, I guess. The caller gone. Caller, man, you got to be a little patient with me. I know I talk plenty. Just be a little patient. I can get to you. Let's read these taxes. Pearly, if the government does outside projects, a lot of people would locate there and will be probably decrease the killing. Outside projects, I quite understand, but they probably mean different islands. I'm not sorry for the Bahamas. We too like to show these politicians our jaw teeth. Now they pet these criminals and have them controlling Nassau. How can a man smuggling guns via a shipping company get 4 years instead of life? We ain't serious. Should be two murders a day. Should be two murders a day so you can wake up and put law in them D-books. Silly people. That's a little harsh. That's a little rough. Forget capital punishment. If you murder, you become automatic organ donor. Wow. Listen, y'all rough. Y'all rough. Bring the guillotine as a form of punishment. Really? Hold on, caller. Coming here right now. Pearly, it's after 3 and no shooting is a good day. Anytime there's no shooting, is every minute of the day there's no shooting, there's a good day. Call Leon there. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Pearly?
Thank God for life. How you doing, man? How's everything been doing?
Man, Sparky, right here on the front porch, sitting in the seat of power.
Ah, Lord, I wish I could be. I know you got something cool. I wish I was there with you. I want them cool.
Oh, things. Yeah, I might as well tell you. I got two cold ones. I got a strong back and a Guinness.
Ah, Lord of mercy. Well, take your time. One sip at a time.
The thing is, Pearly, one thing I like of you as a talk show host, you don't be taking no time cutting people and making them 30 seconds and things. You just allow people to say what they got to say.
Only if you call me like 2 minutes to the hour and I got to go to the news and cut you. Other than that, I can let you have something to say. And if I got plenty calls, I can try get everybody in. But
yeah, but see the point of let me, like you say, constitutional rights and everything. The Bahamians are up in arms of all kind of different ventures.
Yes.
Political leaders.
Yes.
Religious leaders.
Yes.
Social leaders, people in the community, everybody cussing one another, everybody angry. We talk about illegal immigrants overrunning our country, all this thing, but all we do is talk.
So what we can do, Sparky, what we can do to fix the problem?
No, see, Pearly, if you listen to me, I've been saying things for years, even our talk show hosts, who trying to big up themselves as the best talk show host and thing.
I'm just a humble
From bright right down, 6 o'clock in the morning, promoting yourself of who's the best talk show, who's the best talk show host. We need to get the Bahamian people involved. What is best for the country?
Okay.
We got it, doggone. Even the talk shows with all their sponsors and everything, we need to say what is best for our future, for our children.
Okay.
The future of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I pledge my allegiance and flag, and let's move forward, onward, and put together. We got to stand. Talk show hosts and all these talk show stations need to say, look here, let the Bahamians get together one day. Let us move to Bay Street and tell our political leaders, we have enough.
Okay. I see there's a protest tomorrow. I understand there's a protest tomorrow. We are tired of the talk.
It ain't about Pearly is the best talk show,
or Lord is the best talk show, or nothing like that.
It's about the Bahamas. It's about the Bahamas, Pearly. We got to protect our country from the foreigners who come in, invade us, to tell us what to do in our country. If they mess with us and they killing our children, our wives, raping and murdering, we got to tell the international world, tell them the treaty that we signed. We want to unsign them, and we want to hang the murderer.
So you
hang them high. And guess what? At the end of the day, when the little boy to the corner, find out that Johnny gone and was hanged till he was devastated himself. When the hangman lose, till he neck. And he devastated himself.
Let me ask you this, Sparky. Let me ask you this question. Not lethal injection. You are hanging, not lethal injection.
I hear you.
I said you want hanging, not the lethal injection. Some people say lethal injection.
I want you to, see what I want you to do, because you might mess with my wife, my daughter, my granddaughter, my son, and at the end of the day, I might as well tell you, on Malcolm Park one time ago, I hear back in the old days, they used to have hanging on a Friday evening.
That's many years ago.
Like the old Cowboys days. They used to invite people to the park to watch you hang from your neck till you dead.
All right, Sparky, I got to go. I got
another. And then you see that. When you see that, you say, I don't want to go that way.
Yeah, I understand. I got another caller, Sparky. Thanks, I appreciate that. Call you on there. Collie on there. How you doing? And I tell you, in a whole lot, I come in. Be a little patient. Be a little patient. Now, Sparky, I ain't trying to be the best. I aspiring to be like a Dwight. I think Dwight is probably one of the best talk show hosts in this country, if not number one, at least in the top two. And I inspired to be that type talk host and have that type listenership. So he's one of my mentors, and I listen to what he have to say, and I learned it from him. So I can't let you say nothing bad but him. Nuh-uh. Call you on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, Pearly. My interpretation as to what the language of the Privy Council, I think we're missing it kind of. They're not against hanging. They're against capital punishment. So no matter the method that we use, whether it's by boiling, fire, firing squad, lethal injection, they're going to be against the taking of another human being's life.
And what is your opinion?
Well, they've yet to define the worst of the worst.
Okay.
To me, it's the taking of another human being life. You should pay by it according to the biblical law, and the flood that was in Genesis. That you take someone's life, you should punish for it. However, when we look at due process and the way the criminal justice system works, there are steps and arguments and that has to happen, and therefore you have to look at, is there sufficient evidence beyond a reasonable doubt? Was anything contaminated? You know, there's so much intricacies that has to be applicable, and you have to hope that the integrity of the case was maintained throughout. And is the person really guilty, or does it just point to that guilt?
Well, I've always said you have to do your due diligence and proper investigations. Right. I only want the process to begin a little quicker so that they could do all of that.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we all want a safe country that we can work, live, and play in. But, you know, these are tough decisions that the government of the Bahamas has to make. And let's just hope we got to put it back in God's hands.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling. You got to put it back in God's hands. Amen. I say amen. Texas, what you saying here? Texas says, I think that the organ donor idea is okay, I gotcha. You know, first of all, I wanted to say something in reference to when the caller said about the Privy Council in terms of a father. If the father's name is on the birth certificate, the government is dealing with that. I have to call my fact checker to make sure I get all this information correct, because you ain't going to put me. I won't call me. So when I asked my fact checker to check that out for me, and the government is acting on that, and the government, and particularly the person's name is on the birth certificate. So, but we'll have that discussion another time, because I want to talk about that Monday as well. But and listening to a lot of people, is it fair that somebody kills your loved one? Whether however they do it, shoot them, stab them, whatever, however they do it. And so let's say we take capital punishment off the books. Are we saying that we're fine in taking care of somebody who killed your loved one, paying for their meals, their medical attention, someplace for them to sleep, they get exercise, they get to watch TV a little bit sometimes, I would think. Because my taxpayers' money going to take care of the Bahamas Correctional Facility. So I should be paying for somebody who killed my loved one. That's the punishment you're getting. I ain't being devil's advocate. I put no different things for you to think about. I beginning to wonder if I want to see that happen. You know, that got me a little concerned. This is Texas says here, hang them. Next Texas says, Sparky needs to lead the march downtown. I want him to put his money where his mouth is, right in front of his PLB government. As much as he talks on the radio and seems to have a great deal of time, he's been able to coordinate. I would be the first in line behind him. But I hear they're having a march tomorrow. I see a flyer going around saying there's a march in front of Parliament tomorrow. Maybe that's your opportunity. Put your money where your mouth is. Don't care who's running it. If you're serious about this crime thing, then go out there. Call you on there. Are you there, caller? Call us. You gotta be.
Hello.
I just about to say you gotta be packed. What, you gonna leave, Mo? What's happening?
No, Manny. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, good. So here's my take on this capital punishment thing.
Okay.
As long as I can remember, I'm a 42-year-old man, right?
Okay.
I just heard the news update. A 40-year-old fellow was starting on Market Street and got killed. You know, and I don't know what the fellow was involved in. And you know, the Bible, you know, talks about, you know, whatever man we should sow, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the only thing you got to take into context, man. You have innocent people out here that are dying every day, that are being targeted, you know, through robbery and fellas getting scared, they end up pulling the trigger. You know what I'm saying? So not all death retaliation or gang related. You have some innocent people out here really dying. And you said something that sparked, because I listen to Guardian 96.9 every day, but I refuse to call in because I don't want to be a part of the conversation, but it struck a nerve in me just now.
Okay.
Do I really want my taxpayers, do I really want my money to go towards taking care of somebody who killed a loved one?
Yep.
It doesn't even have to be a loved one. A citizen of this country.
Okay.
You are found guilty, you should be put to death. And as horrendous as that may sound to a few, the only people who have an issue with that are the ones that are protected, the ones that are, I wouldn't say living behind the gates, but they have some sort of protection. You know, they live in areas where the criminal element may not go.
Okay.
Or they're affiliated with certain people that the criminal element may be like, you know what, I wouldn't even try to touch this one or touch that one because of who they're affiliated with.
Okay.
Long story short,
yeah.
If you're found guilty of murder, you should be put to death. And I don't care how you put them to death, the easy way or the harsh way. People talk about hanging is barbaric.
Yeah.
That is utter nonsense. You know what it is to kill a 16-year-old? That is barbaric.
Yes.
A 16-year-old sitting in our house to be killed?
Yeah.
That is barbaric, my brother.
Yes.
And people, the humans need to wake up. Listen, I get the whole mindset, the Christian nation thing, right? I get it. I get what they're trying to go for. They won't be different, right? They want to be perceived as a good people, right?
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you something. It starts at home. My son follows me all day, every day. My 3-year-old son follows me every day around the house. And let me tell you something. He does exactly. He mimics what I do.
Yeah, he's following daddy. I know.
He mimics his father, man. So what you think these young children, because I passed them, you know, on the streets during drop-off and pick-up time from school, and some of these little young children, they cussing, they can on.
Yep.
You know, the light on green, you got the right of way, but these fellas, them, dashing across the road, and when you almost hit them, they cussing.
Yep.
Can on bad.
Yep.
So what you think they hearing and listening to every day?
Exactly.
So you can't blame the children, you have to blame their parents.
Yep.
But some way, somehow, it all stems from education. I think the educational system needs to be revamped. Teach these children reading, writing, arithmetic, and focus on social skills, man. Focus on getting these children hip with it,
yep.
Into it,
yep.
a skill, something. Anybody will learn about Christopher Columbus no more? What is the relevance as a big gray adult? What is the relevance of Christopher Columbus in my life? Absolutely rubbish. We need to get it. And this ain't nothing to do. This, before I get better, it can get worse. That's my contribution. Thank you for the good show. And I'm glad Chivago called up today. Nothing personal against Chivago. Because if Chivago was on, I probably wouldn't have called it. Nothing against him. But
I
don't think Chivago would have said what you said. to strike that nerve for me to call. You have a good day. Young. Keep
hey,
it up.
Hey, listen, thanks for calling. I feel good. I was able to get you to call in today. And if I'm on again and you feel like calling, please feel free to. You got another call on the app? Them little things just make you feel good, you know. You know what I mean, Mr. Producer? Carlo, what you saying? How you doing?
Hey, good day. How you doing today? Again, Purdy. I don't want to try start being backup for the call out.
No problem.
But like I put out on the other show just now with Grant, that if any young person who think they need a job right now, I could take four right now. I need four, actually. They could operate a phone and be afraid to get their head under the water, I'll teach them the rest. You know what I mean? And all they have to do is go down and register to the Department of Labor. I don't care about your background. Like, once you're willing to come to work and do what you have to do, and don't bother with people, I got to go with that.
So they should go and to then, they should go to the Department of Labor and register. Is there any particular company they need to say they're trying to register to?
Well, no, just put on, like, Well, I don't want to say it on the radio, but just go there, and they're going to know what to do. Like, they know who to assign it to or whatever.
Okay.
Once you're willing to work out on the beach and you aren't afraid to go in the water and could operate a phone, you got to go with that.
Well, why don't you? I won't put you on hold, Mr. Producer. Take him. I know. Leave your number.
Hold on. Let me just.
No, before you. I can let you talk, but once I put you on hold, I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay on and let the producer take your phone number, and because I can say I want to talk to you. Okay.
Okay, no problem. And then too now, I believe in, you know, I like say these days, and sometimes I don't get them right, but they say Confucius say fix problem, eliminate blame. Most of the murders that happened here is from gun violence. Do you agree?
Yeah, most.
Okay, so now I remember when I was growing up in the 80s and stuff. I mean, DU used to be all about people who you think was drug dealers was actually DU and all that stuff or whatever. So they were putting the thing on everybody.
Uh-huh.
You understand that? And they turn your hottie into a informer or whatever. So that means they have to come up with a task force that could infiltrate and either buy guns or sell guns, you understand me? And when you say sell guns, whoever comes to buy, you lock up.
Yeah.
Or you understand?
We need some sting operations.
Yeah, you got to put some people out there now, like hot boys, so, you know what I mean? And then make them start buying guns, and you know who's selling the gun. You understand me? You got to focus on the rod. The rod is what's killing the people. Those fellas, don't walk up on nobody with no cutlass or knife.
No, you know that.
They had an incident like that the other night, but that's the heat of the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, man. Once you start to eliminate the tool, like, you understand? Like,
I understand, yes.
If I don't have no hammer, how are you going to go build a house?
Exactly. You know, and that's the whole point. Let's get rid of the guns, and then you'll see a drastic drop. I agree,
100%. Yeah, all right.
Don't hang up. Just hold on.
Hello.
Mr. Medusa, take his phone number for me, please. And we'll take the next call at the same time, can we? Call you on the air.
Yeah, I'll speak to Pearly, please.
I'm ready. You got me. What's up?
Hey, Pearly. That's Pearly?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. I believe in hanging, man. But I got to correct the guy who was one. First of all, let me say, first time caller.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
But the different states in the U.S. have different laws, you know.
Yes.
Some states in the U.S., they have firing squad. Utah have firing squad. Some have electric chair. Some have legal chair. Some have hanging. Different states have different rules.
Yes.
But I believe in I believe in capital punishment. If you do the crime, face the penalty, man.
Amen. Okay. So you're supportive of capital punishment.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gathering that most Bahamians, or at least most people who've called into this show, are supporters of capital punishment. I have not heard one person yesterday against capital punishment.
Yeah, man. If you commit a crime, man, pay the price.
Pay the price. I agree.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Pearly. Good talking to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
First-time caller.
Thank you, first-time caller. Make sure your second-time caller is on, okay?
I listen to Dwight Strawn every morning.
Okay, all right.
He's the best.
So I got it. Yeah, he definitely is.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Dallas. I'm a dolphin.
I'm a dolphin, too, so we'll talk about that at 5 o'clock.
All right.
Okay, my brother. Let's see what the text here says. Carly, coming to you right now. Pearly, I'm busy right now. Can't listen to the entire show, but it's a pleasure to be able to listen to a good talk show on this station between 2 and 4 p.m. Trying to get me in trouble. If we abolish capital punishment, where are we going to put all these convicted murderers? Increase VAT to 15% to build a new prison in Andres? His Majesty's prison is full, or do we just let them out and bail for we, the public, to have to deal with? Good question. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
I had to call in.
Yeah, Sparky, now.
I heard somebody say something to Sparky. Let me tell you something, Pearly. Listen to me, bro.
I can give you 30 seconds.
Give me a moment here.
I can give it to you, but go ahead. Yeah, I got two other callers right now. Go ahead.
Back in the day, in 1958, when my mother started the Valley Boys, I took the Valley Boys face banner at 7 years old.
Yes.
Went down with Gus Cooper them at the Parrots.
Yes.
On the Bay Street.
Okay.
That's that.
Yes.
Later on in my life, as I grew older, I started the first independence rush for Malcolm Park, yes. Arrow,
I'm aware of that.
The Western Esplanade.
We're very much aware of that, yes.
I told on, before the late Miss Edwards, Kayla Edwards,
yes.
Turned it into the People's Rush.
Yes.
It was the independence rush.
Yes.
Sparky did that.
Yes.
When we honored Dr. Orff at the Rainforest Theater, because we know Dr. Orff is dying.
Yes.
Sparky organized that with his brother, Edward Fitzgerald.
Yes.
In 1976, Sparky organized the Prince Hall Blood March from Rawson Square to the blood bank, and Hall donated 109 pints of blood, which is still the record at the blood bank today.
Yes.
Sparky has been doing things.
Don't forget the flight.
I also organized the kites and gadget thing.
Yes.
For 3 years on the road with the pigs, me, Dr. Orff, and Barry Stoy and all of them on the Western Port.
Yeah.
3 years in a row.
Yes.
For children to cover their fly kites and everything.
That's how I met you.
Sparky has been organizing things for years, never was on it for nothing.
Sparky. Don't worry about the noise in the market.
Hold on, Willie. My mother was never on it for starting the Valley Boy.
Now, that's, you know,
so
that's,
I don't want nobody to tell me that Sparky needs to put money where his mouth is. Because I've been doing things for years in this country.
Sparky.
And I speak out now. And from Loftus Roker been talking about the illegal immigrants and everything.
Yes.
Sparky from talk show Open Up. Sparky was talking about
We know this.
And nobody has done anything about it other than talk on talk shows. So whoever that fella is saying, Sparky needs to take people down Bay Street, I have no problem. I can start it right now.
Sparky.
Let Dwight Storm say, everybody, let's start the march to Bay Street. I tell my friend, Brave Davis, we will meet you on Bay Street because you need to do what we tell you to do down there.
Amen.
Stop this thing what's going on. And this, Ms. Green, is I rude. Anyway, I've never used no obscene language.
No, you're not. But I got.
I've never used no obscene language.
Sparky, listen to me.
I am not rude.
Sparky. I tell him, Sparky, listen, he wouldn't let me get a word in. And I supposed to be the talk show host. Call you on the air.
Hey, Pearly.
Hi, darling. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's up?
That's Sparky. I ready to join him, and he ready to start this thing, yeah?
Sparky, so he's organizing.
I guess, for lack of a better word, corner caller like Sparky.
Ain't no problem with that. I tell Sparky, they have a march tomorrow, you know. You can go there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Sparky ready. Tell Sparky, just say so. Then he call the talk show. Let me know what color we wearing. You know, purple or red, no yellow. But any other color, let me know, man.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. I'll tell you. Okay. He can hear you.
So what I wanted to say, with all this crime and things, when I know they say the prime minister can't do nothing about it, right? Because he's only one person. But I feel like if he at least sit down and to talk to the people and try to make it look like he's doing something.
I think
people will feel better and feel like he's actually doing something.
Okay, I got you.
It seems like when things happen, when crisis happen in this country, he can't let it go.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it seems. I know it's not that way, but you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
It looks so. So he needs to do better, man. Come on. You know, the numbers are climbing. Your freaking flying mileage is climbing. At the end of the day, it seems like you do not care about us. I want him to hear that.
Okay.
It seems like he does not care about us.
I
he's saying a lot, but we don't see him doing a lot. How about the gun thing that Ingram did? Remember that?
Yeah.
When you had to turn the guns in?
Yeah.
The gun amnesty.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so God didn't need to do something like that.
Okay.
Gun amnesty, I think that worked. Somewhat, because it got a good much gun off the street, as a matter of fact.
I gotta find out the numbers on that.
Yeah, so I think they need to do something like that. You know, you only have no long period of time. I highly doubt that the criminals themselves who are using the gun to turn it in.
No.
So more than likely, the person who turned it in is not going to be the person using it. You understand? So that right there could help, man, to do something.
Okay.
Assume to do something. Let us see that it looks like you're doing something. Pretend.
I know what you're saying. I got you. All right.
You know, I feel bad for us because I feel like we have a don't care prime minister. And I know that's not true, but that's how it feels.
Boy, I can hold my comment on that one. I you should be here. Don't be feeding the monkeys. Let's get this thing. Let's be here. But thanks
yeah,
for
but, you know, because you all about over the world, while we here, our families are dying. You know, Michael Pindad made a comment that the gangster's life matters also. That is true because they are people's children.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what they are doing to each other and innocent bystanders in the meantime while they're on the hunt for whatever. But the point is their life also matters. So, yes.
We gotta get to the bottom of what's really making all this happen. Why there's so much anger? Why we have so much problems with conflict resolution? We need to find out.
I would like to say what I think, but I know a lot of people will disagree. But you ever hear the phrase of cross blood?
Of
mixed blood, cross blood.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a lot of that might play a part in it. May not be much, but I think some of that may be, because generally, Bohemians are not as angry.
If that's what it is, let's do the study and come on and say, hey, listen, hey, we got this.
They're not going to tell us. You and I both know that will be like the procurement act or whatever they're supposed to pass and never pass. We will never know because they don't want us to say, okay, we told you so. They would not want us to know that. So they can do the study, but they will never tell us so.
I got you. Okay, let me take this next caller. Thanks, darling.
Welcome.
Be good. Callie on there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
I was thinking, right? How much of our lawmakers are criminal defense lawyers?
We have a few.
So how they could be prosecuted this year?
How can say it again?
How they could be prosecuted lawyers then? Because that's two different types of lawyers.
Yes.
In my life, once you've tasted that criminal defense money, it's hard for you to go back being a prosecutor, like Kamala Harris. She never tasted big money. She's been a prosecutor and California AG.
Yeah.
Or like Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
She's been a prosecutor and a federal judge.
Yeah.
You've never defended no criminal. Like Senator Joe Biden, he was a prosecutor before he became a senator.
Yeah.
That is why. I mean, they say they don't like him now because they say he caused plenty.
We lost the call. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up and we'll have some more conversation on whether his capital punishment is the route to go. This is Pearly. Yeah, I'm filling in for Chivago, Guardian Radio. This is 96.9 FM. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone.
The car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had it.
Hurry up out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Don't hear me and here singing. I think hear me one of these days can just flip the radio on and let the world have my bad voice. Don't do that to me, bro. Ah, boy. Let's see. I got a couple of texts here. Let's see. Spock. No, I'm not going to read that one on Spock. Spock, he's my friend. I'm not going to read that. Pearly the P, I'm busy feeding chipmunks in Uganda. Yeah, that's true. That picture was not a good look. The PR people, that's not a good look. Boy. So, nobody is... Is there nobody out there who wants to say they do not support capital punishment at all? Because I can't find a behemoth saying that, but I can't find us doing it. We're not doing it, but almost 20 years now since we've executed somebody or we've followed through with capital punishment in our country. Let me throw one curveball at you. We talk about capital punishment. What about corporal punishment? What is corporal punishment? Do you believe in beating the children in school? Do you believe in sparing the rod? Do you believe in the rod? Do you believe in some corporal punishment for some criminals? Should the cat and nine tail be brought back? Should we be doing stuff like that? You rob, you get 10 lash with the cat and nine tail or 2 lash with this. Do we want to bring these kind of things back to bring some law and order? Or are they too barbaric? Tell me. Do we have another call on the line? Call you on the air, what you saying?
Hey, Boyle.
Hey.
Yeah, man, listen, I had no intention to call in this afternoon, but...
That's too compelling, eh?
The last caller prompted me to do so.
But guess what? I'm thinking I'm gonna brag right now, because Sparky said, everybody, but I can brag. I get you the call. I got 2 first-time callers now. I got you going, hey, let's do this, man. What's up?
Yeah, I fully support capital punishment. Again, I said this before, they are politicians. Past and present continue to hide behind the Privy Council.
Uh-huh.
Privy Council said, made a decision. That's why we have constitutional amendment, and that's why we have the word called referendum, something that they don't like to hear. Yeah. They will not bring a referendum to the people that the people want. We want capital punishment.
Did you say?
I can tell you, more than 95% of the payment is for capital punishment, brother.
I hear you on that, but you see
telling you otherwise.
You see the referendum come out the way they wanted it to come out? The fellas then bring the referendum out on mothers having on the baby mothers and Bahamian mothers with kids. They brought it out on the judges and we voted them down. They bring back the gambling referendum. We voted down. Well, that was the opinion poll according to the prime minister at the time. So I don't know if referendums work in this country. I don't know if we really vote how we feel or we just vote emotionally.
Yeah, it do work because guess what? All you have to do is a referendum. Do you support capital punishment? Yes or no? That's it. That's all you need to send us.
And we
deal with that.
Yeah,
famous
but then,
people,
understand
don't
this
come
now.
With no mixed bag with this trying to get something with a curveball. No.
One
come
vote.
Come straight to the Bahamian people. Do you want capital punishment?
Yeah,
and
but
if
see,
the Bahamian people vote overwhelmingly, then we supersede the Privy Council because you put it to the Bahamian people in a referendum.
Nah.
But none of the politicians want to do that.
Yeah, because listen
the
now.
The power is in the hands of the people.
Yeah, but what can happen is we can say, all right, let's say we bring that referendum because you got to have a period of time, the 20-day period of time. And in that 20 days, then people who are against referendum going to spend all the money, or who against capital, going to spend all the money in the world to convince you to vote against it. Going to show you how making a paint a pitch out this world. Yeah. And the next thing, look, it gets voted down.
Yeah, I hear you, but guess what? I can tell you, Bailey, that itself will not happen. They could spend millions. They will not win that. Just like when they propose gambling, the Bahamian people gamble, you know. But they say we ain't supporting it, and they voted down.
And what the government do? Still do
right?
it? They still do it.
But what I'm saying is that this thing has passed, has gone beyond now.
Okay.
And so the Bahamian people, even those who was on the fence, have now determined right. This is the course of action should be taken. That's a fact.
Okay. I hear you.
All right, my brother.
Hey, thanks for calling, bro. Appreciate that. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Let's see what these taxes got to say. Pearly, our biggest issue with killing is retaliation. If that could be resolved, we solve 85% of the killings. And you're probably correct. And I keep saying we have to figure out how we deal with conflict resolution. We got to understand, when you see the man get killed on Blacklist or the movies on TV or with Empire and all that, whatever the shows is, when people get killed, they get up and get home after that, you know. They ain't dead for real. Y'all think Raymond Redding ain't really dead for real? He can't even get started a new series on something else soon. So when y'all thinking that you got to take this thing real, this ain't no game, this ain't no movie, you know, we got to say, like, cut a movie. Man, you know, I don't like that saying we can cut a movie because that ain't no real movie. They ain't doing no referendum. That's what the text say. The next text say, in the judicial system, Singapore is known for its use of caning as a form of punishment for certain criminal offenses. This is applicable only to males aged 18 to 50 for a range of offenses, including vandalism, rioting, and certain immigration offenses. Singapore allows for corporal punishment in schools. This is a typical carried out in the form of caning for male students and is governed by strict regulation. It is intended as a deterrent and is administered for serious breaches in discipline. Only male students, even them young girls ain't rude too. But I understand the point. Singapore has been a model on a lot of things in terms of the governance and all that as well. So do we want some? So I guess that person is saying they want to see corporate, but let's take this caller, Mr. Producer. Caller, you on the air? Are you there? I guess this caller not listening too well. The caller's got to listen to your phone, not the radio, because there is a delay, so you're not going to listen to your phone if you call me. And be a little patient. I can talk to you. I want to hear what you got to say. But my thing is, do we want corporal punishment in the schools? Because, you know, you spank, I mean me, because my children are old now, so they're in the school no more. But you spank my child, I come up there to find out what you hit my child for, and I carry on bad. That has been a lot of issues. Then the teacher can't come out of the school yard, police got to come, ray, all that. So these are things you got to look at. And maybe laws, if you can do corporal punishment, you retaliate with the parents, you can get locked up too. We got another call on the line? Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
Hey.
What's happening, buddy?
Well, hey, right here.
Yeah, now I heard the last comment. Hold one second,
okay? Okay.
I heard the last comment, what you made, right? About the teacher, you have a problem with that. That's what you mean?
Not me, personally. I'm just being...
I know in my days, that was a double problem.
Listen.
You got to beat you and you get another beat.
I, in grade 5, is obvious. Me and my good friend Andrew Tynes get in the fight. I win. And Miss Battle carries in the room, and the two of us get beaten. And when I reach home, I go hang by my grammy, because, you know, my grandmother used to protect me. I was a little favorite. So my daddy said, come home, buddy. And when I get home, I get another beating for getting...
Thank you.
And did you win the fight? So the beating wasn't as bad because of win, but the point is, you ain't going to school to learn. I ain't paying all this money for you to fight.
Thank you. And them days, we respect the teacher step. Because child, you know them days, you can't forget after school or fight the teacher. That never could happen in my days, you say in your days.
But
that's where we went wrong, too.
We did. When I sent my children to school, I tell them, listen to me. Y'all going to the school, they ain't going to say Earl, Vincent, and Avery behave rude, you know. They can say Earl or Ava's son or daughter was being rude. So I say, you carrying my name with you when you go out there, so make sure you carry on right.
That's right.
And I'll say this much. One of the greatest compliments I've ever received, and I say this all the time because this is something that really touched my heart. When I went to my son's graduation in Minnesota, the president of the university came to me and shook my hand and said, Earl, thank you for sending me two fine young men. You're not good that felt
to know
that.
You know that's a big university.
You're not good that felt to know that the president of the university came to me and thanked me for sending them two fine young men.
But I live with you for the rest of your life.
Every day, and anytime I get a chance to talk, it's so.
To be proud of.
But the point is, you know, is corporal punishment needed in the schools?
Yeah, that's when we went wrong. Because you see, these parents, some of them wasn't raised right, and they don't know. Oh, my child, no. I always believe that the teacher ain't gonna beat your child for nothing.
Okay.
That always goes to me. Now, on the capital punishment, I say we need capital punishment. Don't care which way it is, you know. There was a case where the PV Council said we keep the fella too long in jail. And then the next one, they say it was the worst of the worst. And so...
So what is the worst of the worst?
They never say. And so we have to do something. You see, we can't sit back and let the fellas on that side tell us what to do in our country. We know what's happening here. And the gentleman who called about the citizenship thing, you know, we have a referendum and that in the Constitution. I don't know where you could pick up and change the Constitution, take over and go change the Constitution. And not only that, Pearly, we vote 2 times on that same issue. And the Bahamian people vote no.
Yep.
So it seems like we do whatever we want.
We don't see. I tell them, Bahamians, we don't vote off knowledge of what we want. We vote off emotion.
Yeah,
you know,
but
we get
that
excited
was,
and we vote,
but
you know.
See, we had the vote, you know. Don't forget now, majority vote no for the citizenship.
Yeah, and then we come back and realize, hey, that wasn't a good vote.
Yeah, and then they come back and say, oh, this and that, we got it, a PV council and change it. You see, it's what the Bahamian people want.
I don't think we did a good. When we had that election, I thought it was more political in terms of beating the PLP, beating the FNM, and the FNM beating the PLP.
So.
It didn't come down to properly educating the people and talking about what the actual, what the referendum meant to the Bahamian people or what it meant to women. Women who have foreign husbands or who give birth to foreign men.
Yeah, but
you know, a woman should be able to pass the citizenship on no matter what, and it has to be equal.
Yeah,
because
the woman is a Bahamian, so automatically the child could be Bahamian.
So I don't think we did a good job of educating the people on that referendum. I think we did it more emotional.
That's two times, but how you could just jump up and change it without coming to
no,
the
I
people.
Understand your point.
That's a bunch of baloney. And now on the talk shows, I think Dwight pretty good. I listen to Dwight. And you doing very well. I'm impressed with you.
I'm learning. You know? Thank you so much.
You doing very, very well.
Thank you very much.
The other fella, he's a commentator. And, you know, he's got mad little things.
Everybody got their own different style.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own different style.
That's the way it is.
But I listen to all, and I try to learn from all.
Yeah, man, but what impressed me is you just take calls.
I have no problem with that.
That makes the show easier.
So I have no problem.
That would make the show. But then you go run on for 1 hour, and then you tell the people call, and then you ain't taking no call. That's everything.
I try to take as many as I can. I want to hear the people think. Like this whole idea, my opinion, the way I do it is I want to know what y'all thinking. I know I've got my opinion now. I can give you my opinion all the time, but I want to hear your opinion. You know?
Right. That's the way to go. And then people will feel more relaxed calling you because they know you can take their call. You know?
Yeah, I will. Not a problem. Just
but anyway,
okay.
You'll be good, man.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
God bless. Texas says that's why the Valley Boys getting capital punishment. The owner honoring Gus Cooper instead of Sparky Mum. United States schools, corporal punishment in school is still legal in some states, primarily in the southern region. This practice varies greatly from state to state and is governed by local regulations. In states where it is allowed, it is often subject to parental consent and strict guidelines. Point. Pearly, ask the producer to play one song before you finish your show. If we, as Bahamians, could address our lifestyle like the song, it could have a better country. The song is a Bahamian song, Jimmy Bend the Tree While It's Young. You can find that song, Mr. Producer, Jimmy Bend the Tree While It's Still Young. It might be in the system. I'll see if it's in the system. Pearly, we are friends with our kids. That's the problem. And the person, Dwight is the best host. Dwight is. Call you on the air. How you doing? You still there, caller? You going to leave me? I guess that caller took a walk. Like I said, I love listening to Dwight, and his calm demeanor is what makes the show, and he's very factual in what he's talking about. So let's take our last break, and then we come back, we'll wrap up, and have a few last conversations or comments on capital punishment or corporal punishment. This is Pearly. I'm filling in for Zhivago Lang on Z Live Guardian Radio. It's 96.9 FM. I'll be back in a few seconds.
Take my hand, walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust. Explore the RF Secured Balance Fund. Designed for long-term financial security, this diversified fund offers both growth potential and a steady income source. Plan for the long term with a recommended minimum investment of 5 years. With over 2 decades of experience, RF Bank and Trust is your expert in preserving and growing wealth. We're your local private bank, connecting you with the best local and international investment opportunities. Don't miss the chance to secure your financial future with RF Bank and Trust.
Foreign Currency brings you the African Giant, live in concert, Burna Boy! Burna Boy performing live! Saturday, February 17th, taking place at Clifford Park with Burna Boy performing live! Also performing Rich Homie Quan. 38 Afri, Joe Capone, Bank Civelli, Ratty Pinder, Bloody, Fat Shot, Puzzle, Judah the Lion, and Jay Shepherd. Hosted by Natural Empress, Rika C, Pencil, and Aaron Ray. Music by the country's top DJs, Overdose, DJ Tag, DJ Hennessy, DJ Mad Bull, AJ Unruly, DJ Melody, Spilling Again 2024. Saturday, February 17th at Clifford Park with Burna Boy. Get tickets now. The name of the game is to be on the scene.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Ah, yeah. I'd be very careful now because I just produce someone, throw one on me. Yeah, y'all hear my bad singing. And understand, I can't sing the way nothing. I can't. You put a tune in the basket, I can carry it. That's one of the things my father did not give me. He gave me a lot of his talents, something we can't talk about, but his singing talent he did not give me. I think my daughter got that. So, but I still like to sing, especially old school songs. Callie on there, how you doing?
Oh, buddy, how you doing today?
Hey, I good, man. Thank God for life.
Yeah, what's your real name? You look like that poorly too much. What's your real name?
My real name is Earl Thompson.
Oh, Beryl Thompson.
Earl,
okay.
Earl, E-A-R-L.
Earl Thompson, Ilutra Thompson?
Actually, I'm a... my grandfather is from Key West. My grandmother's a Gibson from Savannah Sound.
Oh, I heard you say the one from Key West.
On the other side, I'm a Nixon from Inagua.
True. Yeah, but I Long Island.
One of my favorite islands.
Yeah, Pauly.
Uh-huh.
I can ask you the same question I asked Aaron Green, and C.A. Newry late last week.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I think you're talking on Capital Punishment or Couple Punishment,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, I am right now.
Listen now.
Okay, I listen.
Out of my 25-year career, I spent approximately 11 years around the court. Couple, constable, couple, sergeant.
Okay.
I retired from there in 2006, November.
Okay.
Because after September 11, they sent me back out there to protect to be protection for the judges. But when the OC of Central found I was sent at the Supreme Court for about 2 or 3 weeks, I didn't let them know. He sent for me and said, "Boy, look, you back in charge of the courts. My feet under the Supreme Court, you're the man for the courts." Because I was in the courts all when it was Chuck Wedgel case going on, when it was the two leaders that killed Paris Island.
Uh-huh.
Pope in the road. But let me get to the point. I got to ask you the question I asked Aaron Green and C.A. Newry late last week. I think it was Thursday or Friday.
Okay,
if you don't believe in something, right? If you don't believe in a thing, you don't believe in something, would you agree with it?
No.
Okay, I asked him and I said, they look at the hesitate, so I said yes or no, and both of them said no. But then Aaron Green was carrying on, so, you know, she was knocking on everybody was saying, you know, trying to tell her that we already proved to the Privy Council, you know, the Privy Council talked about the waste of the waste. But I work on court there and Supreme Court, and I know some of those cases tried. They were wasting the waste.
Yeah.
Because this guy now, this high convenient fellow sitting right in prison, I think he got 45 to 50 years. He had about 2 or 3 trials. I think we in Monroe represent him. This young girl, right? I ain't gonna call no name.
Please don't.
He did. What he did to her is 5 or 6 or 7 heinous acts. Even, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand.
Spiking that graveyard, he raped her. He run his car over her body, broke her bones. He lighted her fire, and then he bought it with her. Her private car.
I know what happened. Yeah.
Huh?
I remember the case.
And he ended up throwing light a body of fire and then throwing an open grave. And look at that. That was 100% waste of the waste. Where the Privy Council said the Bahamas government must prove the judicial the crown must prove the waste of the waste. See, the Privy Council don't believe in the capital punishment. They abandoned capital punishment. They abolished that years ago. So they don't believe in that.
Uh-huh.
So, and I believe the only reason why, so we done another case with the immigration officer, and I think the girl from his pregnant, they threw him in the hole in Andres here, some years ago and in recent years and in the deep hole. That's the worst of the worst.
And, huh? And what the gentleman did to the hackers, they were worse than the worst. Right? And what the gentleman did to the hack, what the guy did to the hackers.
Yes, the butcher.
Yeah. So we've had some really bad ones.
What I'm saying, I believe the only reason why, all those retired judges and all the lawyers and all, they'll tell you, we will never get the hang if we continue with the Privy Council. But I believe why the Bahamas will not abandon the Privy Council. In the ship registry, I think probably we are the third. I know one time we was the third.
In the top. One of the top.
In the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, one of the top. Yeah, the Bahamas one of the largest ship registry countries in the world.
What the Bahamas should do, they should keep the They should keep the Privy Council for, because there was, all those big ships and then they register here. And so when those big cases, those big litigation going on, they want to know they have a country that have the last say is with the Privy Council.
So shouldn't we pick up the Caribbean Court of Appeals or no?
Right, deal with the Caribbean for the Jamaican Prime Minister said the other day. Them to death. What I'm saying, we should keep the Bahamas keep the Privy Council if it's possible for the civil cases, the civil cases, and deal with the Caribbean Court of Justice for the criminal cases, because you ain't get nowhere, and any lawyer will tell you, any retired judge will tell you, who knows around the court, they'll tell you, we will never hang if we continue. We'll never hang, and even if they change the legal injection, it ain't gonna happen. Because the Privy Council, some of those law lords over there, some of them being there, when Dame Jones was in the appeal court, Charlotte Street, some of them being there trying to get, some of them 83 and 85 and 90 years old, they don't believe in that.
Yeah.
And they will not approve, don't care if you kill a pregnant woman, they still say that's not the waste of the waste.
Boy.
And
if we're going to go that route, we need to come clearly what is defined as the worst of the worst.
No. See, look at it. Look at the Privy Council is not going to tell you what the worst of the worst. But what I'm saying, the cases that we send to them already, who's convicted, they are more serious than the waste of the waste, but they still say it's not the waste of the waste. The Privy Council not going to tell you what the waste of the waste.
Fair enough.
Time you come up and say, okay, this one got to be the waste of the waste, they say, no, it's not the waste of the waste.
I got you.
So you wouldn't know, what you send it to them, it could prove that it's the waste of the waste, but they still saying, no, it's not the waste of the waste. And they ain't going to tell you what it's the waste of the waste.
I got you.
You understand? Okay. They keep you as fools. That's how I understand. Those are lords, man. Somebody handbreaking everything here, man. So
behave yourself. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, thanks. I know I put myself on. All right.
Bye. Texas says, that's the last call. Texas says, Pearly, if corporal punishment didn't vanish, they said vanished, but it's vanished, I guarantee the murder count would be little to none. Bend the tree while it's young. And maybe we got away from disciplining our kids in schools and stuff like that, and they grew up because you beat my child, the mother and daddy come to fight you and everything, stuff like that. So maybe we need to look at maybe that. I don't know. Hey, been fun. I enjoyed, when I say enjoyed these 2 hours, it went fast. We had some good conversation. I was able to take a different look at things and get a different perspective. This Bahamas want capital punishment in this country. This Bahamas want corporal punishment based on the calls I received today. So I think a lot of talk's got to be, a lot of things got to be considered. Thanks for listening. It's been fun. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we can talk about females and ladies. Somebody said to me, they're killing women. They're shooting young girls. So you know, my guest is going to be Senator Michaela Ellis coming on tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about how it's affecting women and children in our society. How this crime thing is affecting them and what can be done. And how some suggestions has been made, how we can protect our little darlings and our beautiful ladies. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for texting in. I'll see you tomorrow. This has been Pearly filling in for Zhivago Lang on Z Live. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you tomorrow.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.